Columbia University researcher June Kim conducted the study using traffic fatality data. Kim says many states conduct toxicology tests, including opioid use, after fatal traffic accidents.
So you kind of have comparable samples like year to year and across states. So I thought this was a good source to look at my question, which was whether these laws reduce opioid use.
The study indicates drivers between the ages of 21 and 40 involved in fatal accidents are about half as likely to have opioids in their system after medical marijuana provisions take effect. Some states don't test for marijuana, so it's unclear whether marijuana use is rising as opioid use declines. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.